Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Joining us now on the Window Nation fan guest hotline, it's Jeff Ehrman from Inside Maryland Sports, here to talk some Maryland football with us. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, Cordell. Hey, Vinny.
How we doing?
Doing good, man.
Good, good, good. Terps, another loss, third straight in a row. They fall to the Bruins 20-17 on the road. Brought it up earlier in the show. They've been outscored 44-7 in the fourth quarter during this three-game losing streak. They're losing for a variety of ways. I'm one of those guys that doesn't think it's usually one thing in the course of a football game as to why you lose. But when you look at this Maryland team over the last three games, what are you seeing as to a common denominator that's contributing to these losses?
Yeah, it's just a lack of offense. You know, in all three games, the offense, as you said, they've only scored 7 points combined in all three games. That came in like the final minute. At UCLA, they've just failed to move the ball. Too many three and outs, lack of a running game, and then you've got a freshman quarterback who still looks like a freshman quarterback at times in terms of his accuracy and, you know, scanning the field and progressions and things like that. You know, the defense has really stood on its head, but they just haven't been able to do the things you need to keep a lead in the fourth quarter, the most important of which, obviously, is running the ball.
Hey, Jeff, how many injuries did they get? I know they lost, three starters in the second half defensively?
Well, there was a couple who were, you know, obviously ejected for targeting. That was the biggest issue. And then they were missing Zahir Mathis before the game and Kevin Humes, one of their top corners. So they were without a bunch of guys on defense late. That clearly hurt them. But, you know, you can't blame it all on that, especially considering the same thing happened in the previous two games.
Jeff, what's kind of your sense of how the university has taken this season with this football team? You know, they got off to the hot start. Obviously, they're in a rut right now. You've got a freshman quarterback, like you mentioned, a lot of inexperience on this team. But the way they came out to start the season, I guess, maybe raised some expectations on the fly that are now coming back down to earth. Just how do you feel like the university is looking at this Maryland team that has been inconsistent, I guess, a best-case scenario through these first month and a half of the season?
Yeah, Cordell, you're definitely right about expectations rising during that first 4-0 month. Of course, you know, the obvious caveat there is that they were playing far lesser teams during that stretch. So, you know, that's kind of been a theme we've seen in recent years, beating up on pretty soft early schedule and then things, you know, kind of hitting the wall sometimes when Big Ten play starts. I think, you know, a lot of people are frustrated, to be honest. Last season was a long one, 4-8, only one Big Ten game. And so there wasn't a lot of, you know, political capital, so to speak, for Michael Oxley entering this year. And then that 4-0 start was, you know, is kind of his worst enemy now that they've lost these three games. And a lot of people are unhappy and a lot of, you know, as it's no secret, a lot of fans want to see a change. And So, you know, it's really going to be interesting to see how these final five games go. If he wins, say, two, you know, I think you can say you've turned it around and it ended up being a good season. But if that doesn't happen, you know, it's going to be interesting to follow.
Jeff, I think, me personally, I think it'd be a mistake to make any changes, even if they do win two, you know, and they end up, what, 6-5?
Mm-hmm.
I just think, I mean, they are, I mean, we were talking about it earlier, me and Cordell. I mean, how close are they to having College game day here next week with Indiana and Maryland being 7-0? You know, I mean, That's how close they are. And I think they would lose too much momentum. You know, you got a quarterback, you got number one recruit in the country coming in. So you got a lot of things going, you know, you know, your quarterback's going to be better next year, and they need to do a better job in the portal getting quality guys, not getting guys from, you know, NCAA Division III team. You know, get some quality old linemen and get some quality people and get some receivers that can catch a damn ball.
Yeah, you're right. They're 10 points away from being 7-0, to answer your first question, which is obviously, you know, that shows improvement regardless. There's no moral victories, of course, but, you know, and then the young talent that you mentioned. I mean, I've been following Maryland football for about 30 years. I've never seen a freshman class like this. It's absolutely loaded, and it's loaded at the spots where you need good players, quarterback. You got, obviously Malik Washington. He's been rough at times, but that's just how it goes for two freshmen. You got the Gilchrist kid who's out for the year on the offensive line, who's really good. Obviously, the pass rushers are a premium. They have Zahir Mathis and Sidney Stewart, both look like superstars. So, you know, the obvious catch there is that you have to keep them all, regardless of whether, you know, it's Mike or anyone else. You still have to keep them all. So maybe, you know, it's interesting to think about whether that's a discussion right now, and they're trying to get that done early and get it wrapped up. But, you know, I agree with you that they have the makings, they have the pieces that they have not had in quite a while.
We're talking to Jeff Ehrman, who joins us on the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. Is Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Jeff, you mentioned it earlier, the lack of run game, and we talked about it earlier in the show. Just it's tough to, I don't think it's a coincidence that they're blowing these games in the fourth quarter. They can't run the ball. They can't put anybody away. Do you foresee the run game changing at all? Because you mentioned the inconsistency from Malik as a true freshman quarterback. What's a quarterback's best friend is the run game, but he has to kind of spearhead that department as well.
Yeah, the run game entering, I haven't checked since after the UCLA game, but at least entering that game, they were last in the Big Ten in rushing yards per game. They have shown some improvement the past couple weeks. Nolan Ray had a pretty good game 2 weeks ago, and I thought DeJuan Williams looked really good against UCLA. He seems like a guy who could be, you know, a top-line running back potentially if you can fix whatever's ailing it. And it's kind of strange because the offensive line blocks pretty well on pass protection. You know, they've kept Malik Washington really clean all season. They're one of the best in the Big Ten in terms of sacks allowed, but for some reason it doesn't translate to the running game. I think some of the run plays have been a little predictable, maybe not enough kind of misdirection and just mixing things up. And so, you know, normally I would say no, the running game is not going to get better because you kind of are who you are at this point in the season, but, you know, they've shown some signs the past 2 weeks of getting a little bit better there.
Hey, Jeff, educate me now on college football. Like, are the star players, Malik and Stewart and all these, are they fielding offers from other teams already? I mean, is that how crazy college football is right now? Or will it be after the season they're going to be offered big, you know, the LSUs, the Texas A&Ms, the Texas Techs, you know, offering big money? I mean, I hate that, you know, it's basically free agency. At
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Anytime.
Yeah, it's really hurting the sport too, Vinny. You know, I hear fans say it all the time, like, I'm not as interested as I used to be because if I get attached to a player, he's gone half the time the next year, or I don't know who's on the team. So hopefully they can figure out some sort of legislation to fix that. But I can't speak for them whether they're receiving offers. I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest. That's how it works. You know, it's not like Dan Lanning from Oregon is calling one of them, but you know, you go through back channels,
yep.
People who know people and contact them. So whether they are now or whether it's mostly after the season, there's no question there are going to be a lot of people trying to poach them because, you know, a quarterback and defensive ends are two of the most premium positions. So these guys are definitely looking at, you know, $1 million plus offers, maybe multiple millions of dollars. And so that's on Maryland now to make sure that you can retain talent. That's half the game right now in college sports.
Jeff, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time this morning. How can people keep tabs on you?
Yeah, check us out, insidemdsports.com. We have an article up today right now, actually, on the whole football situation. Lots more to come. So if you like the Terps, come check us out.
Jeff, appreciate it, man. We'll talk again down the line.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, fellas.
Yep.
Coming up next on the program, we'll take a trip through the fun house, see what you guys are talking about on the text line. If you want to get in on the phones, 410-583-1057 is the number there as well. But next, we'll talk to Nolan McGraw in the fun house next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.